Welcome back to the Big Red Hockey Cast. As always, I'm Alex, and this week I'm joined by Angie. Angie, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, Alex. I'm great. How are you?
No, good. You know, decent weekend?
Yeah, definitely.
Can't say the same for myself. Grinding for those finals, though. But that's okay, because we're here, we're talking hockey, and it was a solid weekend of hockey for the Big Red, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's always great talking hockey.
No, yeah. What about Yale? What about Friday? Because we played Yale on Friday. The Yale-Brown road trip, always something to look forward to, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So we started off with a tie game against Yale. Bulldogs' first score 6 minutes into the first period. Cornell answers quickly, just 26 seconds later, scoring a goal. So Yale scores two more goals by the end of the first period, putting them up 3-1. Midway through the second period, Yale scores again, and they are put in the lead, so up by three goals.
Yeah.
Cornell refuses to give up, though.
No, true Big Red fashion. I love it.
Yeah, as always, you know, keeping up an amazing effort and allows them to tie the game. Fortunately, neither teams are able to grab the point in overtime. Yeah. And it's a tie game for Cornell.
No. It's a tie game. I still say it was very successful, though, because if you look at the goals here, you know, we had two from Gabby Rude. We also had a goal from Izzy Daniel and Lily Delianita. So definitely our top scorer is really producing on that end. I think that this was definitely a good show of our resolve and the testament to the amount of effort that we put in each and every game. The Bulldogs are technically still 8-0-1, so they are definitely a force to be reckoned with. We will be seeing them again at some point for sure. But that was definitely a great game to see. And also good on Mende for getting the tie and getting the start for the Big Red. That was always something good to see in net.
Yeah, for and sure. Amazing I mean, performance.
No, yeah, definitely an amazing performance. Now, what about Brown, though? Because Brown definitely was a pretty good game. I would say, personally, this game went a little bit better because not only were we aggressive on the forecheck, it was a very, very physical game. I know for those of you that watched it, they didn't really call many penalties. It was very, very chirpy. I saw Izzy Daniel getting a little bit heated in there every once in a while, so that was definitely quite the game to watch. The Brown Bears, obviously very hungry for more because they're only... They're 4-7-1 right now and 2-4-0 in the conference, so obviously hungry for those extra points, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was a typical Cornell great effort win, you know, showing up hugely in the third period.
Of course.
You know, finding the back of the net and pulling out the win. Thought
yes.
It was a great game.
Well, I mean, okay, I have something else to add to that, though, because what's interesting about this, so Brown scores the opening goal. It's a shorty from, now get this, Jade Aginla. Tell me you're Jerome Aginla's daughter without telling me you're Jerome Aginla's daughter. And so she scored twice for the Brown Bears, and that was the only two goals they ever scored, but the Big Red came all the way back. A very, very nice showing offensively for sure. You know, we had two goals for Izzy Daniel and two goals for Lily Delianita, so definitely a big game for that top line, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, again, Cornell just refuses to give up, and they're always pushing, and, you know, it works out in their favor.
No, yeah, of course. I would definitely say our play was very gritty this weekend, wouldn't you say?
I agree.
And, yeah. I mean, and speaking of gritty, I know we have a player waiting in the sin bin who definitely describes her play as very gritty for sure. We are very lucky to have her back on the podcast this week. Of course, it's none other than the Rory Gilday who's back in the sin bin this week in person. Can't wait to bring it to you, so let's cut right to it. All right, welcome back to the Sin Bin here on the Big Red Hockey Cast. We're finally back in person, and I'm overjoyed to welcome back a guest, one of our returning guests, Rory. Welcome back to the Sin Bin.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know, finally in person. It's so cool. So cool to have you back. And, of course, I know this was 2 weeks ago, but what was it like going to Nashville with the team? I know we didn't get the chance to ask that last week.
It was so much fun. We got to spend a ton of time together. We bussed there.
Yeah.
It was a trek, but super fun. We played games and... There's a lot of good shopping around there, and both Northeastern and Princeton are really fun teams to play against, so I thought it was a very good experience.
No, yeah, I'll bet. Did you guys get to go eat any Nashville hot chicken by chance?
You know, one of the nights, a couple people went out with their families. I happened to do so, and it was very good.
Very good. Good stuff. No, I love it.
So what was it like celebrating with Gillis Frechette scoring 100 points?
She's so deserving, and I think the whole team is super supportive of one another, especially Gillis, and it was just so much fun celebrating that together.
Of course, I know it's quite the achievement too. You know, you don't see that very often, and of course we're very happy for her. And you know, I owe you some money for that because we broke it this weekend in Nashville. It was awesome. But anyways, back to this week though. So let's talk Yale first. So quite the game, and you guys were down 4-1. And came all the way back to force a draw. So, you know, what? Walk us through what you were thinking during that second period, first of all.
You know, we kind of got a talking to by our coach in between the first and second. And I think it really fired everybody up. we realized we had to make a change and start playing the way we know we can play. So I think everyone was really just eager to work harder and smarter. And also, one of our defensemen, Ashley Messier, got hurt. So I thought that was also a pivotal moment in that period that we kind of just, like, rallied around each other to support her and to support each other. So, yeah.
Yeah, how's she doing? Hopefully not too bad, is it?
Yeah, she's all right. She's a tough cookie, so.
Yeah, no, I'll bet. Especially on our end, this comeback was, I'd say, really a testament to the team's resolve and confidence under pressure, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you know, we have a habit of getting behind and then climbing our way back up, but I think it is very telling that we don't give up, and I think it fuels our fire. So we'd rather not do that, but we're capable.
Yeah, so I'd have to ask, how do you feel about the 3-on-3 overtime format? Are you a fan of it?
I am a fan of it. I understand why some people may not be a fan of it because, you know, you play the whole game 5-on-5 and you're kind of like, why finish a game in a different format? But I think it's a fun, different little aspect of hockey that you don't normally get to see. And people can kind of show off their skills. And
oh yeah,
a lot of times it ends the game quicker rather than a 5-on-5. But I like it.
No, for sure. I mean, we've had guests in previous years who have had many different takes on it. I personally love the 3-on-3 overtime. It's so cool to see so much more open ice. As you said, a lot more, definitely a lot more time for people to show off their skills, for sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, of course, now on to Brown, you know, another comeback win for the Big Red. And usually I would ask what Coach said during the intermission, but what did Coach have to say following this win? Because I'm sure he was proud of that.
He was proud of it, kind of what I've said before. He has not been very happy with the fact that we have started games very slow and the habit of getting behind really early in the game. So he kind of mentioned that again, something we have to fix. And he was proud of the way we came back, and as always, but he also talked about some discipline, like in a couple different areas. So there's some work to be done.
Yeah,
well, I'm sure he was very happy with Delianidis and Daniel. 2 goals each and 3 points in total in the night. So what did the team and what did you think of their performance?
They're awesome. They know when they need to shine, and they will shine. And they both did great, and both their goals were just what our team needed, and they're great.
It's great. Yeah.
No, I would certainly agree with that. And, you know, I mean, and also now that we finally have you back on the pod in person, we finally get to ask you this. So you recently got to play in the Can-Am rivalry series at Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, of course, getting the dub. I know Mike's smiling over there.
Yes.
But what was that like?
Gosh, that was an incredible experience, especially to be a part of, like, we broke a record, an attendance record during that game. And it was just kind of unbelievable and kind of just almost impossible to wrap your brain around that you're playing in front of that many people in person. And obviously that rivalry between U.S. and Canada is just so strong and so fun and something I always love to be a part of and I'm grateful for.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so what is it like having practice with Coach one day and then playing against him on the next?
I thought it was really fun, you know, playing against your coach. Like, you're with him one moment, and then, like you said, against him the next. Fueled the fire a little bit. You know, you want to beat him. I wanted to beat him, and I had a fun time doing it.
Do you think you saw any advantage there, like, knowing his style of coaching, trying to get around that a little bit?
I mean, I saw a little bit of what we do here and what they did there, and I don't know if I necessarily changed the way I played or anything, But it was just kind of fun to see.
But you get to know the secrets, sort of,
I guess. Yeah, yeah, his secrets.
Definitely. Yep. And I mean, also, can you walk us through what your recruitment process was like for the national squad?
You know, it's kind of been a long process, started like a long time ago. And for the national team, this summer was the camp. There's a camp in Buffalo, New York that they select for the world's team. And then they kind of just like keep track of you. And if they want you back, they'll ask you back. And that's what happened with me. So, yeah.
And that happens every year. Like they have a new.
Yes. Okay. The roster is ever changing and each team is different. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course, of course. And, of course, you guys play in Henderson, so I'm sure you guys are looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Coming up soon for sure.
Yep.
Just to wrap up, you know, thank you so much for your time here on the Sin Bin. Best of luck against Canada. I know we will both be rooting for you here. I'm not sure about our producer here, but, of course, we love him.
And
but that's it for the Sin Bin. But you listeners already know what's up next. It's the Slapshot Round right after this.
Welcome to Slapshot Round, where we ask hard-hitting, fun questions, and you answer them as quickly as you can. So, per tradition, the first question is, are you ready?
I am very ready. Let's go.
Okay. So, who's your top artist on Spotify Wrapped?
It was the Lumineers this year.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting. Any, like, top songs?
I'm pretty sure it was actually a Harry Styles song. That was my top song.
Okay.
A little interesting, surprised me a bit, but.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite pregame story from Coach?
Oh gosh, he has so many good ones. He told like a beach one about starfish recently that I really liked, like about chucking them into the ocean and saving them. And this guy was like, it's not going to matter. There's millions of them. You will never save them all. He's like, well, it matters to this one. And he like threw it into the ocean. I don't know. Really like that one.
Interesting. How does that connect to hockey?
Well, he kind of looped it back to how like every play matters in the game. And you never know how much a certain play will shift the end result of a game. So
okay,
take care with every play.
Yeah. Good lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite pregame meal?
Pretty basic, probably just like chicken, veggies, and like rice.
Okay. Do you guys eat as a team before games?
We do most of the time. Yes.
Okay. Is it normally like the same meal?
Different? Yeah. There's a few different variations of the same, but
okay,
it's usually pretty good.
Yeah. Cause I know for sprint football, we have the same meal every time. It's chicken parm and anything and everything that's not chicken parm, everybody looks forward to.
Oh, yes. Because
it gets very repetitive.
Yeah. Even though our meals kind of rotate, it does get repetitive.
Okay, so yeah.
You're not alone.
Yeah. So you were mic'd up for a practice. Do you think you'll get the chance to be mic'd up for a game?
Gosh, I hope not. Okay. Just kidding. It would probably be fine, but I don't know. It might be a little distracting for myself. I was definitely distracted in that practice.
Yeah.
But it was really fun.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Yeah.
What's your best golf round you've ever shot?
I couldn't tell you. Don't really keep track of that.
Yeah.
Kind of just play for fun.
Okay, same. Do you golf lefty or righty?
I'm a lefty.
Okay, yep. That's interesting.
Yep.
Because my younger brother's lefty in hockey, golf's lefty. I'm lefty in hockey, golf righty.
Mm.
So
I've heard a little bit of both. That's not uncommon.
Okay, yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah. Is there a such thing as a Midwestern accent?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe like certain places more than others. I know there's a few girls on our team that have stronger ones than others. I'd say Gabby Rude has a pretty strong Minnesotan accent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite class you're taking at Cornell?
I'd say the Turkish class. I've been learning Turkish, and there's only 5 kids in this class. And me and Lily Delinitas are 2 out of 5. So it's a small community, but our teacher is wonderful, and we always just have so much fun. I look forward to that class every day.
Okay, yeah. Do you have any classes you're looking forward to take in the future?
Yeah, there's a few. There's one for this next semester that I'm trying to get into. I think it's called Music on the Brain. I'm a psych major, so I think how things like affect your brain is really interesting. I also love music, so I thought that would be a really cool class to take.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to get into a psych class this semester.
Which one?
I was trying to get into sports psychology, but it was actually taken.
Bummer.
So yeah,
maybe next semester.
Yeah. Do you have any recommendations?
Gosh, just the basic ones. There was like a cognitive science class that I took that was pretty interesting, but yeah, they're all good.
Who on the team would you say is the worst driver?
She's giving me the look over there. I won't say Abby just because she's staring into my soul. I think everyone's pretty good, you know. Actually, Abby just gave me a hint. I'm blaming her. She said Elena Zingas, and I may have to agree with her. Sorry, Zing. I'm really sorry.
Okay. Do you have anything exciting going on over holiday break?
I'm really just looking forward to spending time with my family and just relaxing. I'm sure I'll play some pond hockey, or I really like to go ice fishing, so I hope the ice is ready for that. But just excited to relax.
Yeah, sounds fun. Last question. Do you have any World Cup final predictions?
Oh, great question. I'd say I'm hoping for Argentina because of Messi. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just love him so much.
Definitely. Same.
Yep.
I really want Argentina to win. But Brazil today looked very promising.
So. I did hear some good things about that today.
Yeah. Well,
you never know.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us on the Slapshot round, Rory. It's been an honor to have you, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Mr. Timekeeper, how much time is left?
1 minute remaining in the interview. 1 minute.
All right. So, of course, as per tradition, always good to hear from Rory Gilday. So excited to actually get her back in person on the podcast. You know, a good conversation, wouldn't you say, Angie?
Yeah, so much great. It was so great hearing about, you know, her playing Canada. And, you know, now I know for the future who not to take a car ride with.
Absolutely not. I'm not getting in the Audi with Elena Zingas for sure. Sorry, Elena. But, you know, for sure, in terms of the week ahead, no games this week, but we will be previewing the Ohio State series, which is coming up next week, and we will have that for you on next week's episode. I know that is definitely going to cause a kerfuffle in my family, because half of my family went to Ohio State, and the other half supports me at Cornell, so that's always a interesting dinner table conversation. But, of course, that is for next week. So, of course, thank you for tuning into this episode of the Big Red Hockey Cast for and from the Line of Faithful. This has been a Big Red Sports Network production. BRSN is a student-run organization dedicated to promoting the voices of Cornell student-athletes. As always, make sure to check out at CornellBRSN on Instagram and www.cornellbrsn.com. As always, special thanks to our producers, Mike Farku, Matthew Furman, Abby Ruggiero, Gabe Zulett, Jay Klein, and the entire BRSN team. Ciao, ciao for now. We'll see you next week.